Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The wait is finally over. Football's back. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action on Bet Online.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to make some big bets. Patrick Mahomes is going to win the MVP again. Or do you think maybe Russell Wilson?
Woo-hoo. Russell Wilson, maybe. Maybe Josh Allen? I mean, he's kind of balling out right now.
P. Mahomes.
Okay. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. And there's always the online casino as well. It never closes, Benny.
Well, you know what I'm going to do then. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that's betonline.ag and sign up today.
BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
You're listening to PSI, the podcast, with Benny Stillhauer,
Tao Zizhou,
and Arco Para.
Enjoy!
What you guys have done and the decision that you guys have made leads to that. So. Good one,
Benny. It's better than zero good weeks.
All right, I gotta go to gymnastics, guys. I'll see you later.
Gymnastics?
Oh, my dogs.
Later, boys. And now, a continuation with Colin Martin, part two.
So, Colin, let's talk a little bit about, obviously, the situation that happened on the field against Phoenix. So just talk us through that. I talked about it a little bit on our podcast, kind of to preview before you coming on, but just kind of want to hear it from you, you know, what happened and what took place.
Yeah, so... I'll try to give you the shortened version, but basically one of our players gets fouled kind of towards the top of the box. Junior comes running over, starts arguing with the ref. And I basically am like, yo, Junior, like, let it go. Like, it's a foul. Like leave it, man. And he keeps going at the ref, keeps going at the ref. And then I'm like, yeah, I tell him like one more time, yo, like stop with the ref. And then, so then we start talking. And he says like a couple bad words to me, and it's whatever, normal, but he keeps going. And then I keep going back at him a little bit. And then he says like one or two other things. And I go to his, at this point, we're like lined up here where the free kick's being taken. And I go to his teammate that was next to him. And I'm like, I can't believe how disrespectful this guy is. Like, who does he think he is to just be like cussing me out the whole time, like during this free kick, like, no one should be doing this. Like, what's wrong with this guy? And then, so he's kind of pissed that I like am talking to his teammate now, and he can tell like I'm not really fazed by his, like, what he's saying to me. So then, like, right before Rubio hits the free kick, he goes like fuck you, Bati boy, or whatever, you know. But I've heard him say the Bati boy. So to me, like, he had said all the things before, and he didn't get to me, so he went one step further. To really get at me, because he was pissed. And obviously we score the goal, which was crazy. I'm like, I don't have any time to really diagnose what he says. Like, I hear it, but I'm like, oh shit, we scored the goal. So I go over to celebrate with the team. By the time I get back to the center circle, I'm like referee, this guy's just called me a gay slur. The referee doesn't really understand what I'm saying. And I say, no, like he, like do something about this. He Junior just called me a gay slur and I'm not having it. And, but they do the restart fast and the ball is being hit over our head. I end up on the ball and I clear the ball forward and the referee then starts coming over to me, whistles and gives me a red card. And I'm like, oh no, like what, like, yeah. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. One, but then I like took a deep breath and I was like, we're going to get to the bottom of this. He says, you called me gay, like red card. And I was like, no, like, what's going on here? And then all my teammates come and they hear that he's saying that. And they're like, no ref, like, why would he call you gay? Like, he's gay. Like, it, honestly, it should be on like a sitcom, dude. Like, this is, it was so ridiculous. But then I'm like, I can tell the referee is so flustered at this point that I'm like, I'm not going to deal with you. So I run over to the fourth official and I'm like, listen, I'm not getting off the field. Junior called me a gay slur. And then at that point, like I'm talking to Landon and their coach. And so Landon is pissed. He comes running on the field. He's like, all right, is that what he actually said? And I'm like, yeah, he called me this. And he said, we're getting off the field. And I'm like, no, we're not getting off the field. Like we're going to continue to play this game, but I just want something to be done by it. And basically the ref doesn't give him a red, the half is blown. And then, at this point I didn't hear what their coach's interaction was. And one other little small thing, when I was running back to the official for him to rescind my red, Junior comes over to me and says, I know your situation. I didn't call you that. I think I can do a
pretty good Jamaican accent. Yeah.
I know your situation, Colin. I didn't call you that. So for anyone that says I didn't hear him say Bati Boy or he said Bumble Cloud or Bati Boy, I heard him say Bati Boy. And I know
what I will say is a lot of people don't realize that in the soccer world, you're around Jamaicans a lot. So like, you know, when I told the story to say my wife, she was like, how would you even know that that meant, you know, it was a gay slur. And
we're around a bunch of different cultures.
I played in England in Derby County and there was several Jamaican and I heard Bombo Clad and Bati Boy all the time. You just know what that means.
Well, I know, but that's a good point. Cause to the average person, they might not.
Correct.
Yeah, they might be thinking like, and that's what some of the messages I've gotten, like, or not some, but like, they're like, why do you care? Or get over it. Like it's not that big of a deal. Like, or it wasn't faggot or something, you know? But anyways,
that's essentially what it means. I mean, it means faggot. What it is. Yeah.
But to my point, when he says, I know your situation, that's what got me. I'm like, yo, he knows I'm gay. Like, it's one thing he could have pleaded ignorance and been like, oh, I didn't know. Like, but I said it and I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know you were gay, but he knew and he said it. So that's why he said it to me. He wouldn't call my teammate about the boy on the field. Maybe he would, but he didn't, he called me it. So to me, that was where it was, it just further pissed me off. Let's just put it that way.
I have a little question though. That's maybe kind of not off topic, but kind of the same. Could the ref give a red card for somebody saying the word gay? Because to me, gay is not a slur. It's just a thing. It's a homosexual, heterosexual.
Calling the referee gay,
or if a player said, "No, Colin, I don't want to listen to you because you're gay." Is that a slur? I know it's a lot of
discrimination.
Like,
Yes, is the answer.
I think that's kind of
discrimination. Like I wouldn't go up to Ike and be like, Ike, like you're stop black. Diving because you're black or something. Right. Or like,
no, I get it. I don't know if it's like a really good example, but I just don't see gay and black as a slur. You guys disagree with me.
Yes, I do. But
okay,
yeah,
and I don't
it's how you use it in the context, I guess, right?
Okay, but so here's my question, and I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. But if a black dude comes up to me in a game and says, "Shut up, you white dude," does he get a red card?
No.
But if I go to a black dude and say, "Shut up, you black dude," I get a red card?
Yeah, because you haven't lived through.
No, I get it.
So, I think that's the distinction. Like that's where the distinction is.
Yes.
Yeah. But, But Benny, I think the point is if someone was going to call me that, they wouldn't call me gay. They would call me a faggot, which is kind of the,
that is a slur though.
That is that. So they would call me that slur. Yeah. Correct. Like they wouldn't just say like, oh, you're a gay man or something.
I know that wouldn't happen, but and I think and I've had this conversation with Sal and Ike, and me and Ike don't necessarily agree 100% with some of these things, but for me, I would almost, so I'm Jewish. I've never felt prejudice because I'm Jewish. So if somebody told me, I mean, I hate saying this, I hate saying any bad words, but the K word for Jewish people, that's terrible. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you don't. But if somebody were to say that to me, my blood wouldn't boil like yours did with Batsy Boy or Ike with the N-word. Why? Yeah. Because you guys have felt it on your skin. And so I understand that. I think that you guys feel prejudice, unfortunately, from the world around you.
So you answered your own question.
No, I understand it. But in a perfect world,
but I think that's good to state that because there's people that think that way and they can't think the other way.
So, exactly. So Benny, let me take it one step forward. I wasn't extremely hurt, like extremely hurt by it. But let me put it this way: I can't stand for that happening. And because I see myself now as a role model and I kind of see myself as like a proud gay man. And I speak to that and I speak to kicking out hate in the game. And I speak to, how certain words have impacted our support, our sport, or how certain words impact our society. So it was more so I couldn't be, honest and real to myself if I was not going to stand up for a guy calling me that, right?
Yeah.
Like that word, like he didn't break me down or make me feel that less than. I was pissed that it happened in the game and that my sexuality came into play at all. Like that's the ridiculous part. And that's what I'm pissed at. So I just like, it was more so like, I can't like be a coward and not stick up for myself and stick up for others when I hear something bad happen to me. Right. If I speak on like, oh, what we should be doing here and there. So there's more of that.
I have a couple of things. Well, first off, Sal, I'll let you or Colin touch on, you know, kind of what had transpired the game before, literally, with one of your teammates and the discrimination that he went through. And, but I was thinking to myself when it happened, I was like, oh no, like, I know Colin and I know he probably doesn't want to make this about himself. Like when it happened, I just knew that's what you were probably thinking. Yeah. And I said, I'm glad that this whole thing happened. I'm glad in the sense of like you guys walked away because it was it's bigger than the sport. Like I know that you said you want to keep the game going, but you know, I was happy that Landon, your organization took a stand in the way that you did because, you know, if you can't even play a sport, in peace and without, you know, fear, then, you know, where are we at as a society? And the step that you guys took, I think was, you know, commendable. And I thought was the right step. And I've even told these guys, I told my wife years ago, I said, if I ever get racially abused on the field, right then and there, we're fighting. I'm not doing this. He said this, he said that, like, so I'm going to let it be known. Like you obviously wanted to create something. And you know, obviously the way you handled it was great. I know I'm probably different. I know that I'm coming to blows. I'm just not going to stand for it. And so I was just glad that you guys were able to, you know, take a step and say, this is more, it's bigger than the game. It's not about
that's
soccer.
The crazy part about it, Ike, is that like it's, we, you know, we were called a player on our team was called a racial slur literally the week before. Yeah. And there was so much, and Colin knows this, that week leading up, we didn't even know we wanted to play the game. So the fact that like we ended up playing the game and then that happens to us in that game, it's like, and Elijah Martin, who was the player that got called the racial slur, and Colin are two guys that both of them didn't want any of the attention or anything to be really done. But it was kind of our team and our organization that kind of stepped in and said, no, look, this is a big deal and we need to do something about it. And Colin, I remember, so I was in the stands hurt and I came in at halftime during it because all the commotion kind of happened right at halftime. And I remember sitting there and Landon kind of just asking our whole team, like, what are we going to do? And everyone kind of looked at you and you're like, I want to play. Like you were just like, I want to play. Yeah. And then we just sort of like, all right. And then we kind of went about halftime. You know, there wasn't much to say because we were pretty much kicking their ass. But, you know, we just kind of went on. And then it got to a point where I think the owner came down and a few other people. And it just became, at that point, we didn't want to be, you know, at the same time, we wanted to stand by what we had said the week before, right? Like if we had heard the racial slur, we would have walked off the field, right? And so this time we did hear, you know, there was a homophobic slur said, so we wanted to stand by it. And I think that was ultimately the right decision. We had time to think about it, which is good, at halftime, and we ultimately came to the right decision. So,
well, that cool. and yeah, all that is very true, Sal. And Landon said, great, we'll play the game. You guys are all behind Colin, and Colin wants to play, and that's great.
We'll give them a chance, right?
But we'll give them a chance to do the right thing. And so either the ref, we'll give the ref a chance. The ref can give them a red card. We'll give their coach a chance. Their coach can sub the player out. Or the player can own up to what he said and maybe sub himself out or something. So we gave three different people the chance to make a decision to right the wrong, and nothing was happened. So that's when the team said, if nothing's going to happen, we're going to support Colin and we're going to walk up the field. But yeah, like, dude, the last thing I wanted, like I was like, was to walk off the field, dude. And that's why I'm normally not emotional, but I broke down like walking off the field at half. Cause I was like, is this really happening? It was emotional that my teammates were supporting me, but like, also that like this even happened in the first place. But I mean, none of this conversation would have happened if we didn't walk off the field. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's what like me and Junior, I'll leave our conversation mostly in private, but he called to apologize to me. And he was upset kind of that it got to the point that it did with the media and everything. And he's received a lot of backlash, which I think is terrible. He deserves some scrutiny, but not to the extent that he got it. But I kind of wanted to tell him, like, listen, we wouldn't have got there if we would have owned up to it when it happened, right? And if we would have just dealt with it when it happened. And I think that's kind of what we talked on from the week before. And we were like, listen, we're going to act when we hear these things. And obviously we became really close as a team too, based on all that stuff. So.
Here's my one question I have. I mean, for Sal as well, and for Colin, and even for Ike. I mean, I'm sure you felt this before, and if it were to happen, you know, to you now, I'm sure that this would apply as well. But now that you know all this has transpired, right? What is your goal in basically? I know that Sal told me that I think you guys were saying to, I don't know.
Yeah. So let me touch on that. Yeah.
Preface it for me. Cause I'm curious as to like, what is the best solution in terms of, okay, we had a problem, something happened, we got the attention brought onto it. And now what's the best thing that can happen from that?
So we've talked about this as an organization standpoint. Our president has had meetings with us, and basically we have a letter that we've written kind of together and everyone's looked at that we are going to propose to send to the USL. And basically it's a little bit more of a severe punishment for the player for one, but also that they have to not necessarily cut the player, but retain the player. And educate that player and go through, teaching courses to learn what they did was wrong, and a few other things that we have in the letter that we're gonna have all our players sign and we're gonna send to the league, and hopefully that'll change what the league currently has in place, because what is it, six game suspension is just kind of a slap on the wrist, right? So,
and another thing with the coach, we didn't really touch on what the coach said as well, but I think we're aware of what the coach said. I think there was a severe lack of leadership on his part and ignorance on his part. And that lack of leadership has permeated through their team, I think, and through their organization. And so I think if he was able to, just be more aware of what certain language was used around the organization on the field and the training ground, what is and isn't okay. in their team, I think this probably wouldn't have happened. The player, Junior, has said that word hundreds of times over the years in the training ground, from what I've heard from his teammates. And then we have a guy like their goalkeeper who's works with Athlete Ally, and he's a huge advocate to the LGBTQ community. And he works and he donates his own money, and he is trying his best to be a part of the solution. But a guy like that can't be empowered to maybe bring a teammate over and be like, hey, you can't use that language anymore, Junior, because that's just not all right. He can't be empowered to have that conversation if his coach isn't willing to be a leader himself and maybe say this type of language isn't appropriate. I heard that their coach wasn't fond of some of the players speaking out in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. And so I think that he's been kind of suppressing some of the natural leadership that can happen in the locker room. And I don't know if you guys saw today, but he is being reinstated for the semifinals game. And I gave them my blessing. They asked me about what I thought about it.
The
player's done for the season, but the coach and their organization reached out and were like, what do you think about this? Like, is this okay? And I was like, well, first of all, this is a decision you're gonna have to make as an organization. I'm in no place to make a decision for you, but I appreciate you reaching out. And I believe the guy deserves a second chance as long as he's actually going to make a difference. And so he's been working with a local LGBTQ leader that then called me to tell me that he's pretty sincere in his efforts, and he's going to work on inclusion programs for the following season, but also just like working on his tolerance and his acceptance and just growth and education for himself, and then eventually the team for next season as well. And so I'm not here trying to bash people either, right? Like, we need to, if that guy's going to be in power in the future, he needs to be in a place where he can improve himself, right? And so and hopefully he does that. Sounds like he wants to do it, and I think that you can't underestimate the importance that like coaches and like leaders and organizations have to like make those the culture right. I don't know.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I told Sal this as well, that I think I really applauded the fact that the way you and San Diego Loyal and everybody that, you know, was behind the thought process of this felt like this was the best way to go, in terms of not just, okay, let's just punish this kid that he said something, you know, that's just ultimately ignorant on his part, and the coach as well, which I hold to a higher standard, because as we all know in soccer, maybe you get emotional and you can almost, I know Ike probably is probably firmer with his line, but you probably say some things or do some things that you regret after. And as a coach, you're the leader, you're not in an emotional state, you know everything that's just transpired, you make the right decision as a leader. And so I even hold them to a higher standard, but like, I agree with you. I think education is so key. And if we get to the point, right, the perfect situation somewhere tens, hundreds of years down the road, where everybody's educated to a point where now racism, homophobia, sexism, all that stuff becomes something that is looked down upon. All the ignorant people that still have that they're looked upon as like, what is wrong with you guys? You know, everybody's educated to the point now where people are all the same and different, and it just doesn't matter, you know, what kind of person you are. And so I think that's the point that we want to get to, at least for me. And I think what you guys have done and the decision that you guys have made leads to that. So I think it's great.
We recently had Matt Beasley on the show, and we talked about he and longtime teammate Setsunovic's new venture with State Soccer. They have teamed up with a talented group to build a brand that represents soccer in America the way it deserves.
Yeah, and Matt sent us some gear last week, and honestly, we were blown away by the quality. These guys are truly building something special for the sport and its culture. So naturally, since BSI and States align so well, we are excited to announce they are now our official sponsor.
So this episode is brought to you by States, an athletic lifestyle brand building a revolution of American sport. Their goal is to be leading lifestyle brand for soccer in America. They're building a brand that truly represents the beautiful game.
Yeah, and now they are offering 15% off with the discount code BSI to our listeners as part of the sponsorship.
Go check out their website at states.soccer. There's no .com. It's simply states.soccer. And their Instagram is definitely worth a follow, at statesoccer. Go check them out.
Yep. All right. So anyone else have anything to add to that?
No, we can keep going on this subject. I think it's very educational for a lot of people, and just it's interesting to talk about. But we need to talk about your 60-second or Sal Speedy 60
quick
whatever it is.
What is Sal Speedy 60?
Yeah, it's something. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you this or that questions, Colin. So you're just going to say, you know, whichever one you like. So it'll be like Coke or Pepsi, and you pick one.
Got it. Okay? Got it.
It'll be 60 seconds.
All right. Am I getting the clock?
I think the leader is Wijnaldum with 24.
Eric Wijnaldum.
Kenny Cooper has -5. I think he still hasn't answered some of them that I gave him.
Kenny Cooper was struggling. He's so nice, he couldn't answer between Coke and Pepsi. So.
All right.
Wait up. I got to get the clock. So the clock starts. Okay. After he asks the first question. So I am ready when you are.
And then we'll get into plead the fifth directly after this.
Yeah, so. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Vodka or whiskey?
Whiskey.
DC or Minnesota?
DC.
Text or call?
Text.
Night in or night out?
Night out.
Mexican or Chinese food?
Mexican.
Beep test or Cooper test?
Beep test.
Ben Olsen or Landon Donovan?
Wait, Sal, how do you ask that question?
Ben Olsen, because I feel bad.
Maryland or California?
California.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Craps or blackjack?
Blackjack.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Indiana Jones or Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park.
Ice cream or donuts?
Donuts.
Mac or PC?
Mac.
Polka dots or stripes?
Stripes.
Corn dog or soft pretzel?
Soft pretzel.
Ketchup or mustard?
Ketchup.
Settlers of Catan or Scrabble?
Catan.
Skydive or bungee jump?
10 seconds.
Bungee jump.
Fishing or kayaking?
Fishing.
South Park or Family Guy?
Family Guy.
Pop or indie?
Pop.
Intelligent or funny?
Time's up.
Intelligent.
I gave you an extra 5 seconds
for the hiccup.
For Mike blurting out, I don't know what he was trying to say.
Well, it's okay, but actually, when you said DC or Minnesota, I'm like, you better say DC because it just snowed here like 2 days ago. Well, we got six inches or whatever yesterday.
Yeah, DC.
What's going on right now?
For sure.
All right, let's get into plead the fifth because Colin's got about 15 minutes left max. So,
all right, let's get into it.
All right, this should be pretty painless. Wait, what did he get on the? We'll figure it out later. What do you got on the 60
Well, explain to me. I get 5 questions and I don't have to answer one if I don't want to.
Yeah, you complete the fifth on one. And if you answer all 5 questions, you get to ask any one of us, but you could ask all of us a question that we must answer.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
All of you?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what it's transpired.
It used to just be you pick one of us and ask one question,
it can be one question that we all have to answer, but not three different questions for every person. So
Cool.
We're going to, the next 2 questions are going to be distinctly from your Minnesota United career. I get a lot of fans in the past that have said, you don't talk about Minnesota United enough. Well, I try to keep Minnesota United out of the crossfire.
We'll bring them back in. We'll bring them back.
A little bit, but this is going to be for the guys. All right. Your favorite teammate in your time here, or your best teammate, whichever one you want to go with, favorite or best?
Colin Warner. Yeah. Just because he's like my best friend now. We got along really
Fortnite
well.
Partner.
Yeah, he's my Fortnite partner.
The cool. Two Collins.
Yeah, now the two Collins. He's an EN though, which is whack.
But he has 2 L's as well then?
2 L's though.
There you go.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, well, this is going to be a little bit more difficult. What was the worst Minnesota United teammate you had when you were here?
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
The problem is it's been a revolving door, especially your first couple of years. So
I know there was a lot of players, man. My worst teammate. Ooh, that one's a good one, Ike. Oh no! Give me the other ones first, but I'm going to answer that one. Can you give me that? I can't answer that right now.
If I give it to you, okay, fine.
He said he's going to answer.
Okay, let me. Yeah.
We'll go. Okay. Number 4.
Let me come back to that.
Okay, this is a fan question. Most unexpected difference between playing in USL and MLS? or vice versa, whichever one you want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we didn't have a lot of fans this year in the USL, so that was kind of shocking.
Well, there was also COVID, so
that was also unexpected.
Oh, that's what it was? Okay. I thought that there was just no fans that showed up to games, which would be understandable, but I mean, but geez.
We do.
I'd say the hotels, okay. on road trips, like the hotels and MLS were like, were pretty decent. The hotels in USL, not too much.
Motel 6.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Exactly.
This was inspired from a Davey Arnault stories that you've kind of rattled off, but what teammate in your career gave you the hardest time and why?
I'd say Chris Rolfe. And like, he's been like sort of a mentor to me, but he was like such an asshole at the same time, like as a teammate. He used to before the training, bro. So at RFK, like we would be in the locker room at RFK and we'd have to walk all the way down to our fields. I don't know if you ever trained on those, that one grass field that they have, at RFK. But on the walk down, like we used to like always just walk down together and he would give me so much advice, like advice about life, but advice about like training too. And be like, yeah, like you just have to do this and work hard here and this and that. And I'd be like, okay, like cool. Like an older guy finally like taking interest and taking some time to give me some advice. And then in training, he would be like the first guy to like yell at me in front of everybody, in front of the coaches, would be like, Colin, like, what are you doing? Like, and he was super hard on me. So it was one of those things where it's like, he didn't want to be like nice to me, like in the locker room, but then like not hard on me on the field. But I never could understand it. I was like, why is this guy yelling at me, making me look so bad in training? but it was that tough love and I love Rolfi and he's been a good friend, but, yeah.
Cool. Love it.
A little bit of trivia just to interject there. Me and Rolfi got called into the same national team camp as our debuts. Although he got a game, I didn't get a game.
So he treated you like shit then after?
Nah, he didn't treat me like shit. He's a nice guy.
That's good trivia.
I've heard good things about him.
No, he's
except
a great
from,
guy.
Except
he's
from Colin.
No, that was the he's first a good guy. Guy. He's a good guy.
Cool. All right. Worst Minnesota United teammate you had when you're here. And you're lucky because I had a list of like three or four names that I was going to give you, but I decided to just.
Do that. Like that'd be better. Give me the three or four names. No, because then that makes you look bad too.
No, because the reason I was going to do it is because they're currently still in our locker room. And so I was going to come in shit. And be like, oh, Colin said you suck.
No, that's good though. That's good. That's good banter. That's good banter. You should do that. We should do that. I can't think of a name right now, dude. I can't think of one. Unless I pulled up the roster, I could just pick one real quick, but I just can't think of one.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe no one. I tell you what, man, you're a better man than me because there is like three that would have come out in my head.
Yeah. I plead the fifth on that one, I guess. Unless you give me some names. Unless you give me some names. Give
that's
me some
not
names.
My job. That wasn't the question. This is a multiple choice. Too late. Wrapping up episode something 28 with Colin Martin.
Mike, you got to let him answer if he wants to answer. The people want to hear.
Yeah, the people want to hear it. I don't know. I keep like Ibsen's name keeps running in my head, but I loved Ibsen. So I don't know why it does. It's so annoying. I loved Ibsen.
Three, two, one.
Jan Gregus. there we go.
Did you say it or no? I don't know. Wait,
yeah,
is that
I did. I said Jan.
Mike, is Jan a bad teammate?
Would you like to expand?
No, I'm just going to answer the question.
I hope his question is just the same one towards you, Ike.
Well, it would be the same towards all of us.
Well, we didn't play him in Minnesota, so.
Well, it would be you, whatever.
I don't play him anymore, so.
You've answered all five questions.
No, I wouldn't make everyone answer that terrible question. but I am going to make you answer one, Ike. Okay. Who was your worst teammate at Wake?
Oh man, I'll say it of people that like. I'll say a name that people
that
will
we
know.
Know.
Yeah, yeah.
That
I know. I won't just say. Yeah. The worst teammate that I had. Honestly, I love the guy, but Scott DeLuz was absolutely miserable.
No.
He was, man. And I know he's probably going to listen. Scott, you were. But,
that is
bro,
a
this
cop
guy,
out.
This guy would crush me. I told you on the podcast, he was like the only few guy, one of the few guys I've like never had a comeback to. Everything he said was just like, that's the end. And I'm like, damn, I've got no response to that. Just embarrassed me in front of everybody. If I could like take him out of it. That was it, really, man. Like, a lot of good dudes. I tell you, the scariest guy was when I was young, Pat Phelan.
Pat Phelan,
bro. This guy was a scary dude when you're a freshman and he's a senior.
Dude, me and Pat go way back. You know this?
Yeah, I know. But like, you can't. If you didn't know Pat, you would be scared of him.
Yeah.
Like just by walking by him on the street.
Yeah. I mean, I was scared of Pat when I played with him in New England, like 10 years after I played with him in club. Yeah. So
tough dude, like no nonsense. MLS guy that people will know about in the deep circles. Yeah, Pat was a scary
deep
dude.
Deep circles. He wasn't too deep.
Yeah, he's doing well. We spoke not too long ago, just caught up randomly. He's doing well now. So,
All right, Colin. Well, thanks for being on, man.
Yeah,
really
Colin,
appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming on, dude. Thanks, Colin Martin, for coming on the show.
Yeah,
you did well on
Thank
Ike's
you, man.
Interrogation.
Thank
you. Yeah, no, I appreciate
like
you guys. Thanks
you
for having me
tried to hit
on.
Him with some doozies, but he was hitting him out of the park, dude.
Yeah, he wasn't having it. Although I think we had to edit something out after the fact. He wanted to alter one of his questions or answers to a question. I won't say which question, but he didn't answer it truthfully. And I'll leave it at that.
Join our Patreon if you want to see it. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, that was a good show, boys. I liked conversations. Really interesting to get to know Colin. So that was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad he mentioned that, you know, he thinks, you know, of himself as a role model in the gay community, because I feel like he is, you know, and being one of the only, I think he is, right, the only openly gay athlete that's currently playing in the five major sports. So, yeah, I'm glad he looks at himself that way, and I think he is. So
yeah, I think he proved it through, you know, obviously the incident that happened against Phoenix Rising. So
yeah,
good to see that. All right,
that is all. Thank you, Colin.
That's all we got for today. Appreciate you guys showing up, and we will see you guys next time.
Thanks, guys.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.